This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 12th, 2024. Millions of people across the United States got to see a rare solar eclipse on Monday, April 8, 2024. The path of totality, the line of darkness where the moon fully occluded the sun, stretched through the South Pacific, Mexico, Central Texas, the Ozarks, the Midwest, the Rust Belt area, and to New England through the Maritimes. In all, 14 ARRL sections were impacted directly, and several more were on the fringes of the solar umbra. Amateur radio was active throughout the areas of impact. Most ARRL sections in the path had been developing a plan with their served agencies for months or even years beforehand. Radio amateurs were activated in many locations. In Paris, Texas, hams split shifts at the Lamar County Emergency Operations Center. Two teams of operators volunteered for four-hour shifts. The activation doubled as a training opportunity as well as an equipment test. The ARRL Indiana section was in full force with Amateur Radio Emergency Service ARES member volunteers providing radio coverage on HF, VHF, and UHF amateur bands and utilizing GMRS. Using a mobile command center dubbed Big Blue, the ARES team in Lake County set up on an overpass above Interstate 65 and was staffed in part by father and son volunteer team Chris Latimer, N9MMR, and Travis Latimer, KD9NSC. The section utilized Winlink HF VARA to establish a digital connection with the incident command system. In Hamilton County, Indiana, ARES members volunteered with the County Emergency Management Team. They fanned out across EOCs, parks, and other locations. One ARES member, who was also active in the Civil Air Patrol, monitored traffic and crowds from an airplane. Section Emergency Coordinator of the ARRL Main Section, Keith Anno, KE4UCW, held hourly check-ins over the radio with the Main Emergency Management Agency and other served agencies in case one of them needed to activate the Main Emergency Communications Net. Social media posts throughout the amateur radio space had reports of 146.52 MHz being extremely active during the post-eclipse traffic jam. There is much more to read about this eclipse at ARRL.org. Colorado State University CSU hurricane researchers predict an active Atlantic hurricane season, June 4th through November 30th, in their initial 2024 forecast. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, attended the National Hurricane Conference in Florida in late March, where the CSU prediction was issued. The common discussion at the National Hurricane Conference this year was the potential for a very active year, and the forecast from CSU enforces that thought, said Johnson. Several of the forecasters were pointing to indications that we are moving from an El Nino to a La Nina, and that could potentially cause a more active season. The CSU Tropical Weather and Climate Research Team predicts 23 named storms during the Atlantic hurricane season. Of those, researchers forecast that 11 will become hurricanes and 5 will reach major hurricane strength. The National Weather Service, the National Hurricane Center, and Hurricane WatchNet, HWN, are prepared for an active season as well. Amateur radio operators can take part in activations on 14.325 MHz during the day and on 7.268 kHz at night. As propagation changes, the HWN may operate both frequencies simultaneously. At the Florida conference, Johnston also highlighted the relationship between ARRL and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, as well as ARRL's position as a net control station with the Shared Resources High Frequency Radio Program, that's known as SHARES, managed by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Now is the time to prepare for emergencies of any type by building relationships, training and refreshing skills, and testing and preparing equipment, Johnston added. Death Valley National Park is a remote desert in Southern California where mobile phones and networks are spotty at best. On Saturday, April 6th, a radio amateur and his family were enjoying the park when their vehicle became stuck in mud in a dangerous area. Without access to a cell network, the ham called for help on the 10-meter band. According to a news release from the Black Swamp Amateur Radio Club, Caleb Gusweiler, KD8TGB, jumped into action. Gusweiler was monitoring from Ohio when he picked up the distress call. He was able to hear the call sign and the general location of the ham in distress, but he lost the signal to noise. So he wrote a post in the Parks on the Air Facebook group asking for other hams to listen for the calls. Several hams contacted emergency officials in Southern California, which led to the ham and their family being rescued within a few hours by park rangers. The club stated in their Facebook post, without Caleb hearing the distress call, it could have quickly become a very deadly and dangerous situation for the operator and his family. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Communication, TI, is a donor-funded program to train and equip educators to incorporate amateur radio into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM education in their classrooms. Hundreds of success stories continue to emerge from this program. The next cohort of teachers is forming now, and applications are due before May 1st. A new video allows prospective educators to hear from those who have already come before them in the program. Information about TI may be found at www.arrl.org/TI. The Courage Kenny Handy Ham Program will celebrate its 57th anniversary from April 26th through Sunday, April 28th, 2024. A QSO party will start at 1900 UTC on Friday and run through 1900 UTC on Sunday. Logs will be required and may be submitted by mail or email no later than June 1st, 2024. The exchange is simple. It's your name and state, call sign, and province or country. 1 point will be given per contact, and participants may use all amateur bands and modes to make those contacts, including digital and voice over internet pro call modes. The object is to contact as many stations as possible during the 48-hour operating period. All contacts can obtain a commemorative QSL card by contacting the Courage Kenny Handy Ham program. The event offers an opportunity to promote and communicate more details about the Courage Kenny Handy Ham program and the Handy Ham Radio Club. The Courage Kenny Handy Ham program began in Rochester, Minnesota in 1967, an idea from Ned Carman, W0ZSW, who's now a silent key. And that program provides people with disabilities with tools for learning amateur radio and technology skills and earning their amateur radio licenses. The Nassau Area Radio Society will be holding an online ham boot camp on Saturday, May 11th from 10 o'clock a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ham boot camp is a program that helps new, inactive, and prospective hams gain the skill and information they need to get on the air. The program is open to any interested amateur radio operator or prospective operator in the U.S. and Canada. There's no charge to attend the online event, and information can be found at n1fd.org/bootcamp. You must register, though, in order to receive the link to join the web conference. If you have any questions, contact them at Ham Boot Camp. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AMSAT AO109, or as it was first known, FOX 1E, has set a new processor uptime record. Launched in January 2021, the last time the computer reset was in September of 2023. You may ask yourself, 18 million seconds of uptime or 6 months? My computer's been running for more than a year without a reset. However, in space, there are mitigating factors such as a low battery or radiation exposure. In fact, most of the Fox satellites reset daily or weekly, so to be up and running for such a long period is truly remarkable. Telemetry was downloaded daily by Allen, WA4SCA, who analyzed and discovered that it had not reset. Unfortunately, the satellite only has an 8 milliwatt signal. This makes it useful for CW or FT4. If you enjoy these modes, you can give AO109 a shot, as it has remained on for so long. If you are planning on attending Dayton this year, do not forget that AMSAT will have several booths there. This is your chance to ask questions, watch satellite demos, and more. We will have more information as it gets closer. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of good contests. On April 13th, the QRP ARCI Spring QSO Party, that's CW. April 13th through the 14th, the JIDX CW contest, CW. The OKOM DX contest, that's single sideband phone. Also on April 13th and 14th, the IGRY Worldwide RITI Contest Digital, the New Mexico QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital there. April 13th, the Africa FT4 DX Contest, FT4, of course. April 13th through the 14th, the Georgia QSO Party, CW and Phone. April 13th through the 14th as well, the Yuri Gagarin International DX Contest, CW and Phone. April 16th, the 222 MHz Spring Sprint, CW and Phone. And on April 17th, the RSGB 80-meter club championship, that's single sideband and phone. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on April 12th through the 13th, it's the Green Country Ham Fest 2024, hosting the ARRL Oklahoma State Convention, that's in Claremore, Oklahoma. April 20th, the DeMarva Amateur Radio Club and Electronics Expo, hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention in Georgetown, Delaware. May 11th, the ARRL Nebraska State Convention in Lincoln, Nebraska. May 17th through the 19th, the Dayton Hamvention, that's hosting the ARRL National Convention in Xenia, Ohio. May 31st through June 2nd, CPAC, hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention, that's in Seaside, Oregon. And on June 1st, the Atlanta Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Georgia Section Convention, that's in Marietta, Georgia. And finally this week, thanks to the Caravan Radio Club in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.